This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. Undoubtedly, you know someone who just cannot stop talking. Just a real motor mouth, right? We all know people like that. Do you like to be with them? Probably not that much. But talking too much is more than just an irritating bad habit. We need to see what God has to say about talking too much. Proverbs 17:27 says, "A man of knowledge uses words with restraint." And a few verses later, it tells us that a fool delights in airing his own opinions and that it's shameful for a person to answer before listening. Well, how much do you talk versus how much you listen? James tells us to be quick to listen and slow to speak, but if you're like me, you may find it much easier to be quick to speak and slow to listen. Do you think God is sending us a message by giving us two ears and one mouth, telling us we need to listen twice as much as we talk? Proverbs 20:19 says to avoid a person who talks too much. Why? Well, because they're shooting off their deadly weapon all the time and you could get hit. Abundance of words leads to sin. Proverbs 10:19 says, "When words are many, sin is not absent." Have you noticed if you just keep talking long enough, pretty soon you'll say something you shouldn't? Do you have a reputation for talking all the time? Well, if you do, chances are you say things that are not appropriate because many words lead to sin. In Matthew 12:36, Jesus said, "But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they've spoken." Think about giving an account for all your careless words. That's a little scary, isn't it? Talking too much is not a laughing matter or just an irritating bad habit. Rather, it's something we should take quite seriously. Words, they are very powerful. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but words can do far more harm than a few broken bones. You know, once you speak words, you can never unspeak them. You can erase with a pencil or delete from your computer, but once those words are spoken, they just hang there in the air. It's really difficult to heal the damage done by careless words. So check it out today and eliminate some of those excess, unnecessary words that might get you into trouble. Did you know that you can join us every Tuesday night for our Tuesday night Zoom Bible study? We would love to have you join with us. It's at 7 Central Time. All the details and registration are on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.